This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vitendrani Rajana. The headlines. 68 police officers from different northeastern states complete their basing course training from Northeastern Police Academy in Meghalaya. Protest turns violent in West Karbi Anglong district in Assam. Arson attack reported on the residence of Karbi Anglong Autonomous Council Chief Executive Member Tuliram Rongham. Tripura Journalists Union organizers protest in front of Agartala Press Club following attacks on minority families, journalists and their relatives in Bangladesh. Meghalaya will face Arunachal Pradesh in must-win Group E match of Senior Men's National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy 2025-26 in Shillong today. In other news in detail. 68 police officers from the northeastern states have completed the 55th batch basic course training from the Northeastern Police Academy in Meghalaya's Rupoi district. The passing out parade held at the campus of the academy yesterday was reviewed by Meghalaya DGP Idashisha Nongrang, while NIPA director Ms. Kavita Jalan administered the oath to the trainee police officers for their service to the nation after having completed the basic course training for a period of 50 weeks. The 68 trainee police officers include 42 deputy superintendents of police probationers, one cadet inspector and 25 cadet sub-inspectors, out of which 15 of them are from Meghalaya, 5 from Manipur, 25 from Nagaland, 10 from Tripura and 14 from Sikkim. The patch also comprised of 21 lady police officers. Besides intensive indoor, outdoor and specialised trainings, including jungle operations and disaster management, the trainees also completed a postgraduate diploma in police administration. Trophies and medals were handed over to the trainees for their individual performance during the training period. In Assam, a protest in West Karbi Anglong district turned violent yesterday, with police resorting to firing to control and disperse demonstrators as tensions escalated following an arson attack on the residence of the Karbi Anglong Autonomous Council Chief Executive Member Tuliram Rongham at Dongkamukam. According to reports, at least three people and one paramilitary personnel were injured in the firing. Tensions sparked after protesters set ablaze the residence of Rongham, triggering a serious law and order situation in the district. The unrest reportedly stemmed from police action against an ongoing hunger strike, demanding the eviction of non-tribals from professional grazing reserves and village grazing reserves in Kironi. The situation in parts of West Karbi Anglong remained tense yesterday and additional forces have been rushed to the area. The Tripura Journalists Union yesterday organised a protest in front of Agartala Press Club following attacks on minority families, journalists and their relatives in Bangladesh. As a mark of protest, the journalists wore black badges and expressed strong opposition to the continuing violence. The protest witnessed the presence of Tripura Journalists Union President Sazat Ali, Executive President Pranab Sarkar, Vice President Surajit Pal, Chitra Roy and other members of the union. Speakers strongly criticised the attacks on minorities and media persons and called for immediate steps to ensure their safety and protection in Bangladesh. They emphasised that violence against journalists and minority communities is a serious violation of human rights and freedom of expression. The union also demanded strict action against those responsible and urged the authorities concerned to take effective measures to stop such incidents and ensure justice for the victims. A delegation of the Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh, led by its president, Dr. Amy Rumi, met Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his official residence in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the delegation highlighted the urgent need for the implementation of the Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act 1978 and sought his intervention for the early framing of its rules. In response, Home Minister has assured the delegation that necessary steps would be taken to ensure framing of the rules. The 17th meeting of the Tripura State Road Safety Council was held at the Secretariat yesterday under the chairmanship of Transport Minister Sushanta Chaudhary. The meeting was attended by officers from various departments and district magistrates of all eight districts of the state through virtual mode. The meeting reviewed effective measures undertaken by various departments, and detailed discussions were held on a coordinated action plan to reduce road accidents, enhance public awareness about traffic rules, and improve infrastructure such as road signage, speed control mechanisms, and pedestrian safety zones. The minister stressed that ensuring road safety is not the responsibility of a single department and requires coordinated efforts from the police, transport, health, finance and urban planning departments. During the meeting, beneficiaries under the Rahvir scheme were also felicitated with a cash incentive of ₹25,000 along with certificates. In an effort to curb traffic violations and ensure safety of the public on national highways, Ribhoi District Police in Meghalaya are carrying out intensive vehicle checking drives despite the ongoing festive season. The checking drive was conducted along the National Highway 6 in the vicinity of Quinine Village, led by Senior Superintendent of Police Ribhoi, V.S. Rathore, along with other officers and police personnel from the Nongpo and Umsining traffic branches. During the drive, police thoroughly checked vehicles with tinted black glasses without exception. Two bank cash-carrying vehicles fitted with sirens without proper authorization or permission were also detected. A delegation of scholars and researchers on indigenous cultures and traditions from the United States of America, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Bhutan and Sri Lanka visited the Center for Thai Kamthi Language and Folk Culture at Chongkam in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. In a social media post, Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chana Main welcomed the delegates and said that their presence reflects the growing global engagement with Arunachal Pradesh's indigenous knowledge systems and cultural heritage. He also exchanged views with the delegates, emphasizing the importance of documentation, research and digitization to safeguard the invaluable cultural assets and strengthen civilizational linkages with neighboring regions for future generations. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday described the Ramakrishna Mission as a prestigious institution for the state and a true builder of human character. At the inauguration of a mobile dental clinic at Ramakrishna Mission, Vivek Nagar Amtali, set up by the Rotary Club of Tripura, Dr. Saha stated that the mobile clinic will make healthcare services accessible to people in the remotest sections of society and urged doctors to serve people with compassion. The Chief Minister said the Ramakrishna Mission has been working tirelessly to shape the future generations with strong human values and to promote social harmony, uniting tribal and non-tribal communities of Tripura. He also announced that foreign language courses will be introduced in Ramakrishna Mission schools next year. Meghalaya will face Arunachal Pradesh in a must-win and last Group E match of the Senior Men's National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy 2025-26 in Shillong today. The kick-off time is 4 p.m. at the SSA Stadium, First Ground, Polo, Shillong. Meghalaya with 0 points are currently bottom of the group and they must win in order to rise to the top and progress to the next round. Meghalaya will have to score at least 2 goals to reach the top of Group E. Arunachal Pradesh, with 3 points, will need just a draw to progress to the next round. Sikkim are also waiting for the result of today's Meghalaya-Arunachal match as they have collected 3 points from 2 matches, 1 win and 1 defeat. A win for Meghalaya would put all the 3 teams on 3 points each and a goal difference would then decide the group winner. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Achieving Sports Milestone by Inspiring Women Through Action City League Football Tournament among Kelo India Centres of Arunachal Pradesh was formally inaugurated yesterday at the football ground of Sangye Lahaden Sports Academy, Itanagar. The tournament witnessed participation from 13 Kelo India Centres with a total of 210 athletes and coaches competing in the league. The Arunachal Pradesh Football Association deputed Nani Hali, currently serving as the head coach of the Arunachal Pradesh State Junior Girls Football Team, to scout promising football talents from City League. The tournament will conclude on the 27th of this month. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.